Thank you very much for your voting. I close the vote, and I would like to see the results. We had 772,994,122 votes for yes, against 613,523, and abstentions 867,312. I would like to inform you that the resolution has been adopted. The next resolution regards the discharge of Piotr Marczak, member of the Supervisory Board. I open the voting and please cast your votes. Thank you very much. I close the voting and I would like to see the results. I would like to inform you that there are 772,094,522 votes for yes, against 613,523, and abstentions 867,312. That is why the resolution has been adopted. The next resolution regards the discharge of Elżbieta Mączyńska-Ziemacka, member of the Supervisory Board. I open the voting. Please cast your votes. Thank you very much. I close the voting and I would like to see the result. There were votes for yes, 772,994,522, against 613,123, abstentions 867,312. The resolution has been adopted. The next resolution regards the discharge of Marek Mroczkowski, member of the Supervisory Board. I open the voting. Please cast your votes. Thank you very much. I close the voting and I would like to see the result. So there were 772,994,522 votes for yes, against 613,123, and abstentions 867,312. The resolution has been adopted. The next resolution regards the discharge of Mirosława Boryczka, member of the Supervisory Board, till the 30th of September 2015. I open the voting. Please cast your votes. Thank you very much for your voting. I close the voting and I would like to see the results of the voting. There were 772,094,022 votes for yes. Against 613,123, abstentions 867,312. The resolution has been adopted. The next resolution regards the discharge of Jarosław Klimont, member of the Supervisory Board, till the 25th of June 2015. I open the voting. Please cast your votes. Thank you very much. I close the voting and I would like to see the result. There are 772,094,522 votes for yes, against 613,423, abstentions 867,312. The resolution has been adopted. The next resolution regards the discharge of Tomasz Zganiacz, a member of the Supervisory Board, by the 25th of June last year. I open the voting. Please cast your votes. Thank you very much for your voting. I close the voting. I would like to see the result. There were 772,094,522 votes for yes, against 613,423, abstentions 867,312. A resolution has been adopted. At this point, we finished with the resolutions regarding the discharges of the members of the governing bodies of the company in the year 2015. The next item is the adoption of the resolution on amendments to the Articles of Association of Powszechna Kasa Oszczędności Bank Polska Spółka Akcyjna. In your materials, you have the proposal of the amendments in to the Articles of Association. Do you need any explanations regarding the proposed amendments to the articles? There is a question on the side of the shareholder. Could you please introduce yourself, Ms. Koszyński? I represent PKO, the Open Pension Fund. And I have a question regarding the creation of the special fund, which is entered into the draft of the Articles of Association. So the question is, what is the purpose of this special fund? So I would like to answer this question. So Mr. President will answer this question. Or maybe the legal department will answer this question. I was working on the amendments to the Articles of Association. This special fund is in the current provisions. We only elaborate on the wording that the general meeting of shareholders, when deciding about the special fund, should specify the purpose. So that is why the task of the general meeting of shareholders is to determine the purpose of the special fund. And it is up to the general meeting of shareholders to specify this purpose. Is this answer sufficient? Yes. Are there further questions regarding the amendments to the Articles of Association? Would you like me to read this, the content of this resolution? If not, I would like to put under vote the draft of the resolution on amendments to the Articles of Association of the Bank, as it is specified in the materials for today's meeting. I open the voting. Please cast your votes. Very much. I close the voting, and I would like to see the result. We have to say this result of the vote. So for yes, there were 654,151,426. Against 6,323,121, and abstentions 114,010. I would like to inform you that this resolution has been adopted.
And a consecutive point of the agenda, we have the approval on the rules and regulations of the Supervisory Board of Powszechna Kasa Oszczędności Bank Polskiej SA. The materials contain the resolution draft and the justification rationale. So do you have any questions regarding the rules and regulations that will be the subject of today's General Shareholders Meeting's acceptance? Are there any remarks with regards to the contents of this resolution? Shall I read this out for you? Therefore, this will be voted, the approval of the rules and regulations of the Supervisory Board of Powszechna Kasa Oszczędności Bank Polski SA. Please cast your votes now. Thank you very much. Can I have the results, please? 667,961 votes, 171 against 6,323,821 votes, abstentions 189,715. Therefore, the resolution has been adopted. The consecutive point is the resolution regarding the rules and regulations concerning the General Shareholders Meeting. Do you have any questions with regards to this draft presented in the materials put forward for today's General Shareholders Meeting? Any proposals regarding the contents of the resolution? If not, therefore, I'd like to ask you whether I shall read the resolution and the rules and regulations. Therefore, this is the subject of the voting now, as presented in the materials put forward for today's General Shareholders Meeting. Therefore, I open the voting procedure. Now cast your votes. Thank you very much. Can I have the results, please? 767,961,721 votes. Against, 6,323,821. Abstentions, 189,715. Therefore, I wish to inform you that the resolution has been adopted. Thank you very much. And the consecutive point of the agenda is adoption of the resolution on the changes of the Supervisory Board of Powszechna Kasa Oszczędności Bank Polski Spółka Akcyjna composition. Before we start a discussion, will there be any changes regarding appointment or dismissal of the members of the Supervisory Board? Anybody else that would like to put forward a proposal with regards to appointing or dismissal of the members of the Supervisory Board? So there will be one from the point of view of the State Treasury. The first question, the representative of State Treasury to inform whether there will be a change in the number of Supervisory Board composition. Proxy of the State Treasury acting on behalf of the State Treasury as the shareholder, according to the articles of the association, doesn't want to change the number of the supervisory board members. Therefore, please put the representative of the State Treasury will put forward the proposals with regards of dismissal and appointment of the new members. Before appointing, we'll need a little break so that specific information will be provided, but first candidates. On behalf of the State Treasury, I'd like to file in the motion to dismiss Ms. Małgorzata Dec-Kruczkowska and Ms. Agnieszka Winik-Kalemba. And at the same time, on behalf of the State Treasury, the shareholder, I'd like to put forward the motion to appoint Ms. Grażyna Ciużyńska, and on behalf of my patron, I'd like to put forward the motion to appoint Mr. Zbigniew Hajwasz to become the member of the Supervisory Board. Ms. Grażyna Ciużyńska is a graduate of Foreign Trades Department of School of Economics in Warsaw, a postgraduate European Banking Law at Polish Academy of Sciences, Legal Sciences Institute. She started in 1991 in the Ministry of Structural Changes. Since 1996, for 20 years, she was associated with the banking sector. She was working as a manager in corporate business of PBK SA, now BPH SA, and Credit Bank SA, supervising cooperation with strategic clients and creation of company's finance provision. And then she was a director for retail in BGZSA for retail strategy creation, sales